Good morning. It is Monday, the 24th of January, and this week we were asked what purpose is served by sadness or by being sad. And Solomon says, "The state of sadness is not a natural state for you to be in. You are an extension of Source, and as such, come forth into your life experience from pure joy, harmony, balance, and equilibrium. Once you are in your physical form, you begin to translate and interpret the vibrational content around you, and the process of your brain training begins, so to speak, by those around you. We are sure you have noticed how close to their source little babies and children are. They act and react in the moment, with no thought for consequences or the feelings of others around them, but they are joyful and happy, and only when their stream is somehow blocked do they let you know. Watching the little ones is a great indicator of what we are talking about generally. When a parent is connected to his or her own stream of conscious and deliberate co-creation, he or she is also in tune with their child, and in these circumstances, the child will be raised between two strong guidance role models, and it will maintain a healthy and balanced connection with its inner being and its own source guidance. When you have somehow become disconnected from your source and it feels as if your stream of well-being is closed off for you, or because you had somehow disconnected yourself, you will feel rage, anger, overwhelmment, fear, etc. And all of those emotions contain an element of sadness. When you have blown your top and raged at something, have you noticed how you simply want to crumple up and cry afterwards? You feel sad. In other words, sadness, as you are referring to it, is a diluted sample of the other emotions. Perhaps you could think of this wonderful play on words. S-A-D. Source, alignment, disconnection. In other words, as soon as you begin to connect with the better feeling thoughts and incrementally take the steps toward feeling lighter and more uplifted, the source, alignment, disconnection begins to disperse, do you see? Sadness, like soft rain, evaporates as the sun comes out. In all things there is a reason and a season. Your own reason for sadness is personal to you, because not all the same things make the same people feel sad. Seasons can be long or short, depending upon how much of a good feeling experience you are having in each one. And remember, you are the creator of your seasons, do you see? As we have said before, every cloud has a silver lining, and there is much to be gained from having contrast show up in your life, for it serves to catalyse and propel you into a more uplifted state of being. We would never encourage you to stay in sadness or any of the bad feeling emotional places for too long. Joy is always the preferred route, and we do know that it is not usual for any of you to be in joy all the time. Your life is a wonderful and colourful experience, and we say enjoy the journey from start to finish and all points in between. Sadness is not as such a bad thing. None of your emotions are. They are simply vibrational levelers or vibrational indicators that something has not felt good for you or is not feeling good right now. When you feel sad, what we would say to you is this. It doesn't matter how you got there, just notice how you feel and ask yourself, is this making me feel good? And if not, what is the thing that would bring relief from this feeling? Sometimes all that is needed is for you to make peace with the feeling and move through it gently. Don't try not to feel sad. Don't get into the blame culture if it wasn't for him or her or them or it, I wouldn't feel this way. Simply feel how it feels and flow with it. And know that all things must pass, and this too will pass, and you are able to reconnect with your source, and subsequently with joy, at all times, whenever you choose to reconnect. See it that you are only paddling in this pool of emotion for a while, and when you're ready, there is a lovely warm beach there for you to step onto. If you make peace with all of those wonderful emotions within you and see them instead as friends who are guiding you to a better knowing and understanding of who you are and where you are in relation to your connection with your broader non-physical perspective, in other words, that part of you that is calling you to more and more of the good stuff, then you will see that everything in this way has its perfect reason for being and for showing up in your life. Intend to make it a short season if it doesn't feel so good, and make it a long hot summer if it feels really good. Do you see? Be happy. You are so loved at all times and in all states of your physicality.